On the International Study Travel Seminar with Lead 36, I'm Adam Smith, and we've traveled through Chile and Argentina and made our way to Uruguay. Andres Quinky joins me right now. He's here at Inya, which is near the town of Colonia, Uruguay, and here you specialize in agricultural research. If you would, give us a bit of an overview of Uruguay's agriculture. It's largely cattle-based.
Right, exactly. Uruguay's agriculture is very much cattle-based, but it is also very diverse in the sense that we do have a strong dairy sector. We do have a very strong rice sector for very specific parts of the country. We do have a forestry sector that is allowing for big industries in our country and investments. And then the very broad beef industry, also with sheep, and finally with grain crops. And here, this particular research station is devoted to this grain crops business, also to the dairy farms and the beef cattle production.
Definitely want to mention that Andres earned his master's degree and his PhD from the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And Andres, what are some things that you learned while you were in Nebraska that you were able to bring back to Uruguay?
Well, it obviously is the broad education that one receives when doing grad school. And I am proud of having done both the master's and the PhD in the agronomy department in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then the very specifics about soil fertility and soil management practices and how to measure improvements or degradation in soil quality and how to measure the performance of certain management practices that you can put in place and evaluate over the short term or over the long term. And then, yes, all that broad and at the same time deep knowledge that one gets in the field of soil science and as it relates with environment and yes, and the business in itself.
You're incorporating a lot of that knowledge into your work here at Inya, but are there things that you are doing here in Uruguay that you think would benefit producers, farmers, ranchers in Nebraska?
Good question, and I think one can make this question both sides. What are we doing here and learning or hypothesizing that could be somehow brought to Lincoln, Nebraska and the other way as well? For the first, part of what I am doing here from the soil management and fertility work is about rotations and the importance of having diverse rotations that rely strongly on perennial crops. In our case, it is perennial pastures, which allow then for a nice and integrated systems with a beef industry. I mean, it is well known from early knowledge in agronomy how important these diverse systems can be for allowing a sustainable production. But these issues are still relevant, and it seems to be that the knowledge that is behind this is somehow new every once in a while. And so we know here in our systems, in our climate and with our soils, since we don't have soils that are in category number one for soil use, according to the USDA classification, and we barely have class number two, we know that even with no-till, to make sustainable agricultural production, we need some sort of pastures in the system. And this is what we are working on. And as in other parts of the world, and I know in the United States, the cover crops is starting to be relevant ingredient in our cropping systems. So are we also starting to learn about that? Although we may have not seen cover crops in the research facility that we visited this morning, but it is a management practice that is probably closer at hand for the producers to include in their systems, as it does not imply a commitment of 3 or 4 years of a perennial pasture.
Well, Andres, with that, I'll thank you for showing us around Inya and your hospitality.
It is a very pleasure.
That's what the LEAD program is all about, is exchanging information and learning from each other. From just outside of Colonia, Uruguay, for the Nebraska LEAD program and the Rural Radio Network, I'm Adam Smith.